Om Jnanadhimadannasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miditam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
I first offer my respectful obeisances to His Divine Grace Tesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and to all the devotees who are here today. You're all Vaishnavas and therefore you're the most worshipable in all the three worlds. Hare Krishna. What a weekend. I've dreamed about coming here, but somehow because of my impiety, I wasn't able to make it back. But I've seen how much all of you have developed the community. I went to this, Nirkula and I went to the school and saw the Gurukula, and it warmed our hearts to see children there in such good association with such perfect guidance and in the spiritual vibration. They're so open at that time, and the formative years are so important. Just seeing how you're keeping the school going is an upliftment to the whole North American yatra. Actually, the whole world, so exemplary. And the way the devotees, Gunga Narayan trained me up back in the old days. And the way that the devotees are so cooperative here and loving towards each other, always exchanging gifts and prasadam, and cooperating for services in various ways, beautiful kirtans, and we feel edified by, we are edified by having come here, and we thank you very much for all that you're doing. It's hard to see when you're in the middle of it how nice it is. Just like when somebody comes to your house, you might notice a picture on the wall that you haven't seen in 20 years, even though you look at it every day. But through another's eyes, you come to reappreciate it and see. So, we also went on Sankirtan yesterday. Tamahar Prabhu came out, and it was a great reunion for us because we used to go together to the National Airport in Washington, D.C. And just being with a beloved God brother and remembering our services from the past and then seeing, oh, we can still do it. And going out together, we went to several places. And Tomahar is a busy person, so I wasn't expecting him to stay out very long, but he kept staying and staying and staying. And then finally we looked and we saw, oh, he's gone. He had to go home. And then we looked up, and there he was at the top of the apartment building at somebody's door with such enthusiasm. You deeply inspired all of us. Tamahar Prabhu, thank you very much. And Shesha Prabhu and family all came out. When the leaders come out in the society, when the senior devotees come out, it just feels natural to follow them. So yesterday we all had experiences that we shared afterwards. Some said that the best part of yesterday's program was coming back and hearing the experiences of the devotees. And that's always my favorite part too, to hear the realizations of the devotees. So, we're leaving tomorrow morning, but we'll be remembering the vibrancy of all of you here and remembering your example of how you cooperate so nicely and are so warm and loving to everybody who comes here. So, we thank you very much. Again and again, Hare Krishna. There's a couple more things I can show you. I mean, there's a lot more, but within the time that we have now, I thought I'd mention an innovation that you can take up here very easily. It's a a system we call Gomatsya. You see Matsya there?
Yeah.
The King Satyavrata, the story is in the Bhagavatam, the King Satyavrata came to the river and he was offering his puja there, and then a little fish came. He didn't know it was the Supreme Personality of God at the time, but when the fish came, he spoke to the king. That might have been a giveaway. But he said, I'm also your praja. I was born in your kingdom, so you should take care of me too. But please take me out of here because the bigger fish will come and eat me. So then when he got him home, he started growing quite rapidly. So he had to keep putting him in larger and larger bodies of water until he Matsya Dev, grew to the size of millions of yojanas, which is millions of miles long, and he had to reside in the Karana Ocean. And there, of course, he completed his lila by saving the Vedas, by keeping them up on a boat. So he's famous for that, immemorialized by Jayadev Goswami's song in the Dasavatar Stotram. And so we've been distributing full sets of Prabhupada's Bhagavatams for some time now at ISV. And the way we did it was by following the four laws of devotional service. What one person here would like to raise their hand and recount for us the four laws that I taught recently. Hare Krishna Prabhupada.
Have to have a strong sadhana, get books, more you show, more you sell, and organize.
Thank you very much. Perfect. And so, when we decided to sell full sets of books at ISV, we leaned into our sadhana a little bit harder, because as the late great Manasutta Das Prabhu used to say, when he was the top book distributor in the world for several years out of O'Hare Airport, people would come and ask him, what's your secret? And he would say, japa. He'd only give a one-word answer. And when he'd sit to chant japa in the temple room, nobody could come near him. He'd stay in one place and he would chant with full concentration. It was a visceral experience he was having. His whole body was engaged in chanting his japa. And then when he'd go out to distribute books, he was obviously empowered. So this sadhana, we thought, will increase our sadhana. And then we decided we'd get sets of Bhagavatams, because as I mentioned to you, we did in-depth research into the second law of book distribution, and found conclusively that you can't distribute books you don't have. And so we decided if we were going to distribute full sets of Bhagavatams, we should have them. Not only just have them, but we should have them on hand. So as we were going around, we would take full sets of Bhagavatams with us. Then that may seem, one might think when one's leaving the campus that, well, this may be troublesome to carry a full set of Bhagavatams around. But the payoff is that you have them. And if you find somebody with the slightest inkling towards taking the Bhagavatam, then as soon as you produce the books, there's a high likelihood that they'll take them. And just by the way, just for the sake of investigating the second law very thoroughly, how many do you think that you would sell if you didn't take them with you? The answer is far less, far fewer. And so that was following the second law. We just started taking sets. In fact, I can recall, even the last few years, the devotees went out to distribute books on the campus of Stanford University. And one of the devotees urged them, take a full set of books. They were going to be walking around the campus. So take a full set of books of Bhagavatams. And one of the Sankirtan leaders, we have co-leaders there, and one of them said, yeah, but you know, we're going to be walking around. He said, take it anyway. So she took it out with her, Malini Devi Dasi, and she put it under a tree nearby where she was distributing. And about a half hour later, a professor came over and was intrigued with the books and said, what else do you have? Do you have the Bhagavad? And yeah, it's over underneath that tree, under the tree. And right there, she ended up, the professor bought the full set of Bhagavatams. So there's a way in which when you decide you're going to distribute Bhagavatams, you can order them from the BBT and make sure that you have them on hand. And then bring them out of the storage facility. The closer you transfer them to the area where you're going to be engaging with people, the more likelihood there is that the set will go out. In fact, one of our techniques for selling full sets of Bhagavatams is we carry them with us when we go door to door. We put them on a cart that we can wheel around. And when people invite us in, which happens from time to time, which is a huge mistake, we wheel the full set of Bhagavatams right in there. And once they're in, it's really hard. Of course, in Indian families, they know once you install a deity somewhere on a piece of property, legally, you can't take that property back, or the deity can't be moved again. So once the books are inside and you can explain what they are, people are very interested. So one of the ways in which we talk about the Bhagavatam, especially talk about how important it is for children to grow up hearing the Leela from the Bhagavatam. And we show all the pictures, especially Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Gajendra. And the parents are very eager for people for their children to have access to these. And actually, just keeping the books in their home becomes a solemn duty to have them for their children and so forth to read. So there's a whole section in my book, and by the way, it's not my book, it belongs to the BBT. After I finished writing it, I gave the copyrights to the BBT. And any books that you sell here go towards your overall score for the book distribution. They're not mine. But in there, I wrote practically everything that I know and have learned from the devotees at ISV about selling full sets of Bhagavatams. So there's a point-by-point explanation of how to do it inside there. And many scripts. And also, I transcribed a talk I gave where I presented to a larger audience the prospect of taking a full set of Bhagavatams. And we've had some really successful presentations like that. In Washington, D.C. one time for a Sunday program, I made a presentation. And the audience there bought 54 sets of Bhagavatams during that Sunday program. And the one that I think is transcribed there in Dallas, that we sold maybe 20 sets or something like that during that time. So there are ways to present to a larger audience also mentioned in there, not just one-on-one. And one of the features of that we offer when we sell a full set of Bhagavatams is that we'll come and install it in people's homes. So installation means that we come to the home and we help them set up the Bhagavatams in an appropriate place. We bring a flower garland or at least some flowers. We do a little puja. And we sit down with the whole family. And then we open the Bhagavatam and we read the preface and the foreword. And we pass it around so everybody in the family reads a paragraph. And it's we notice that they're transfixed. Prabhupada's words in the beginning, of course, and throughout are so amazing that when they hear them, they feel, oh, this is, we should read this every day. So they get started in that way. So there's a little artik, really simple, and some flowers, and then read the Bhagavatam a little bit, and then we'd have them invite their friends also. And in this way, it's like a Tupperware party, only for Bhagavatams. Tupperware, for those of you kids who weren't around, there was, I don't know, is it still around and available, Tupperware? I don't know, but there are famous Tupperware parties where people would get together at somebody's home And they would show the Tupperware. I mean, it's such amazing stuff, you gotta have. And they would share the benefits of having Tupperware, and then, you know, they would take it, somebody else would take it, and then go to somebody else's house and have a party. So it's very similar for the Bhagavatams, because it's a must-have. And people come to these little programs, and they feel really transformed by having Bhagavatam in their home and respecting the book and hearing what's in it and so forth. And then we realized we had sold thousands of sets of Bhagavatams around our area in ISV. And the devotees said that it's getting saturated. We've been to so many places, we sold so many sets of Bhagavatams. So when we brainstormed earlier this year, actually on January 1st, every year we have a review of how we've done and what we can do better for the year. So we talked about going, drilling down deeper. Instead of just selling a Bhagavatam set, our conception was based on what's commonly known as referral marketing. Because if you go to a cold market, there's only so many people you can reach. And the percentage is a little bit lower, way lower than your warm market, which means people you already know or people that you meet that have friends that might also be interested, and you network through them. And so we decided to develop a program for this through which the people we meet that are interested in Bhagavatam, we would immediately enlist them in a program so that they felt part of the mission. So the first time we're meeting them, what we're actually introducing them to is an opportunity to be part of the mission of expanding the Bhagavatam in human society. That's the case that we make. And so we call this program Gomatsyan, that's the logo. And you'll see underneath there that we say preserving Vedic culture through mass distribution and education. Preserving Vedic culture, that's the idea. So when we meet families, we talk about the importance of preserving the Vedic culture and how the Srimad Bhagavatam is the fruit of the Vedic literature. And so the best way to preserve Vedic culture is to make sure that the Bhagavatam is out and available and being taken care of in as many homes as possible. The chances of the culture lasting over generations will depend on the literature being available to families, and it will be passed down in various families, and they'll learn it and pass it on to others. After all, that's the Vedic tradition, starting from the very beginning through the Shruti. So then, preserving Vedic culture through mass distribution and education, and this I showed you yesterday, so I'm going to skip through this section. But this is relevant. As we're presenting Bhagavatam, we point out about how all religious traditions really are anchored by the literature that they are based upon. And as you can see, there are a variety of well-known literatures through which various traditions are sustained around the world. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami that it's not possible for people to automatically come out of illusion. There has to be some kind of intervention. This is what we're pointing out to the people as we present the Srimad Bhagavatam. And how the Bhagavatam claims to be able to mitigate all material miseries. So that's what the Bhagavatam's for. Anarto pasanam sakshad bhakti yoga manhoksa jay lokasya ajanato vikrams chakri satvata samhitam. The reason that Srila Vyasa compiled this in the first place is because people don't know that the goal of life is to come to full knowledge. And the Srimad Bhagavatam especially is meant to bring them to the position of full transcendental knowledge. And then it's the fruit of the tree of Vedic literature. Nigama kalpa toro galitam balam. So these are a couple points you can make when you're presenting the Bhagavatam. And I'll leave you with this PowerPoint, so you can go over it if you like. Srila Prabhupada was especially keen on making sure that people got full sets of books. After all, why did he take such a trouble to compile the whole Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita? Yes, he wanted that people have it in their homes. And it's amazing how people's homes transform when they get a full set of Prabhupada's books. We've seen in going door to door, one family took the Bhagavatam. In fact, one man in the family accepted it, and then he started reading it. He said at the time he was a meat eater, but as he was reading Bhagavatam, then one night he sat down at the dinner table, and he spontaneously regurgitated what he was eating. He said he attributed it to his reading the Bhagavatam. Then he gave up grosser habits like eating meat and so forth, and then became very dedicated to the Bhagavatam. Then he started chanting, and now he's a devotee, and he just got initiated. So the Bhagavatam, when it goes in people's homes, there are consequences. It's kind of the nuclear option. And once it's in there, there's a combustion. So who can enroll in Gomatsya, this program? Everyone say Gomatsya.
Gomatsya.
Yeah, who can enroll in this? One might ask. Who should enroll in Gomatsya? Everyone. Why not everyone? Everyone who wants to do good for the world. And we can make the case, there are many good causes in the world, but there's one great cause, and that's coming to full knowledge. Because if one assists people in helping their bodies and minds, this is a temporary measure, it's good, but it's not great. Because it's not a permanent solution, whereas this is. And this is an important case to be made in presenting the Bhagavatam. So when you enroll in Gomatsya, you get divine service to Matsyadeva, the Supreme Lord, subscription to Bhakti Pulse. This is a blog we put out, a sound blog we put out, so people can listen to a 2-minute Bhagavatam class on a regular basis, and you can produce that here or share with us. Spiritual association with the international community, and their name goes on the Vedic Preservation Wall, which is on the website gomatsya.com. Then levels of enrollment. You might wonder, how do I progress in this organization? So you see, at the beginning level, there's
advocate.
See, at the very bottom is an advocate. So someone can enroll as an advocate. Basically, when they enroll, they buy a full set of Bhagavatams to put in their home. And just doing that is part of the Gomatsya program. To keep the books, respect them in one's home, is helping to preserve the Vedas. Because preservation through mass distribution and education. And then the next level up is they get a set of Bhagavatams, and they also give a few referrals. And oftentimes people say, oh yeah, I know a few people who will take this right away. And they'll give us the names, or they'll even go over with us and help introduce the Bhagavatam. So you have to ask for the referrals, and when they do give them, then they come up to this level of distributor. And then the top level is organizer, which means that they get involved. And they actually become distributors, and they go out and they actually start distributing the Bhagavatam themselves. They take it up, and they start bringing in advocates and distributors also. So we give people this empowerment, invite them to come into the program and start off at a certain level or start off at a higher level. They like it and they get involved. Is everyone okay? Is there enough air in here? Can we open it a crack? It's better to be a little on the edge. And there's no oxygen. It makes the cases I'm making less compelling when there's no oxygen. So I'll just take a few reflections or questions at this point before I finish this part of the presentation. And we have two floating microphones that Gopal, my main man, bringing around.
Is this the same as full set distribution or a little different?
What is your opinion?
It seems a little different.
It is. Little, yellow, different, better, as Advil used to say. So, yeah, it's different because you can just sell a set and then people will buy a set. But what we're actually offering to people is an opportunity for them to become distributors right away. It's more attractive to people. And the buying of a set is incidental. They incidentally buy a set as they're enrolling in the program. So it's a slight tweak. And what we're asking them to look at is the cause of preserving the Vedas, because we argue, and I think we have good evidence for this, that the world's going to hell in a handbasket. And that there's a way in which we have some viable solutions. We make the case that there's material vibration and there's spiritual vibration. And when you're fully absorbed in material vibration, you become degraded. And when you engage in spiritual vibration, you become elevated. It's something that's demonstrable. And that we also go on to make the case that the Bhagavatam is a literature that's from beyond the closed system of this universe. It has spiritual vibrations written in it. So the great cause is to preserve this sound vibration. It's in writing. It's been passed down orally, but now it's in writing. And by keeping it in your home, you can be part of the overall mission for preserving this vibration and helping the world. And you can go further than that and offer it to other people yourself, and we'll empower you to do that. So, yes, it's selling sets of Bhagavatams, but it's more complete. It's holistic.
Do they get more books this way? Or?
What's that?
They get a bigger set?
The bigger set?
Yeah.
You mean like the 13th canto? They can. Yes, we offer that too. I showed that yesterday, how we packaged together all of the books in one. We ordered all the bookshelves and facts from IKEA in advance. We have drop ship so that when we get all the books together, we can offer them a full package. That's possible too. Yes, altogether possible. Yes, Prabhu Vindavaru?
Just for reflection, you're asking, sir.
Yes.
Reflecting myself, what I heard from you. That second law, God books, is very important, otherwise you cannot sell.
Yes.
I have to have the Bhagavatam set in my hand in order, before I sell it, otherwise it won't work. So.
Yeah, try it. You know, just experiment and bring it out with you and see what happens. It's amazing. We have devotees that have sold sets at stoplights. Person doesn't even get out of their car. This is absolutely true. Because they develop confidence. Just like yesterday, I said, we're all going out, and I was going to, the main objective yesterday, besides touching the pavement, was to instill confidence. This can be done. And all you have to do is really prepare the yajna. There's a lot of preparation in yajnas. You have, or you know, any puja, even cooking, you have to take a lot of trouble to set it up. But then the cooking takes place, offering, and then you can take prasadam. Oh, taking prasadam just takes a few minutes. The rest of it takes hours to set up and clean, to speak of growing the food and all that stuff. So, the Bhagavatam, if you realize how much painstaking labor and care has gone into preparing this, you'll be amazed. I mean, I'm amazed. I wrote a book recently, it's published, but I took 9 months off. I didn't do anything else for 9 months, except I went to Sadhusanga. I needed a little break. I mean, give me a break. To write this book, and then afterwards the real work started with wrangling about the font, and it had to be gone over several times. I mean, there was a whole crew of people, I mean, just working on one tiny little book. What to speak of this whole set of Bhagavatams with Sanskrit. Prabhupada had Sanskrit editors. He had regular editors making sure everything was coming out perfectly. The pictures inside, each one of them, it was individually created just for the pastime that's in the book. And that takes months, if not years sometimes, to produce. I mean, the labor that's gone into this set of Bhagavatams is enormous. So we can appreciate that. And you know, what we're offering people is significant. Some other point?
I just want to share something quick. On Janmashtami day, we had a person come and put the first time in the temple and picked up Telugu Bhashima Bhagavatam set here. And we have Spanish and Tamil sets as well.
Yeah, very good. I'm glad you said that because it reminded me of another way in which looking at the full sets of Prabhupada's books. And that is, lots of people come closer to ISKCON and they want to be a part of this. And what they'd like to know when they first come is, how do I actually become involved in this? What are the activities that designate me as being part of this organization? So one of the things we normally tell people is, you know, get some japa beads, start chanting. What else do you tell them? Like take off your prasad and things like that. Another thing that is extremely reasonable that you can tell people is you should have in your house a full set of Prabhupada's books. But that's something when people have come to cross that threshold where they're like, I like this, I want this to be my life, I'm just not sure how to integrate. One of the ways that they can integrate is just get a full set and keep it in your home. And if you have that as a system here, ready to go, when people come, then you'll be able to accommodate them. Yeah. Shri Vrindavan.
I was reflecting that advocate in our community, we can have every devotee who has a set of Srimad Bhagavatam would be an advocate, and it would be very easy for me to approach them, and so we could have like hundreds of advocates here.
That's so right.
I'm feeling very enlightened right now.
Power of multiplication. We have a lot of devotees here. Yes, come on, Harpo.
I was just thinking.
Here comes the mic. Come with me.
Sometimes when we go to home programs and do different preaching around the area, it seems like it might be a very good opportunity for selling sets when you're in someone's home and you have 15, 20. Usually somewhat new, but also some experienced devotees. And one thing that we found when we do these programs with, we go up to Tampa, and we has organized a very nice program at Bhakti Riksha, and where people are beginning to chant and Hare Krishna, chant so many rounds. But one thing we discovered is that they don't read a lot of books, right? That they maybe read a couple introductory books, and maybe they read the Bhagavad Gita. These are serious people who want to get involved in Krishna consciousness. So I'm thinking these are like prime people to try to introduce full sets of books, so that's the next step that they need in their home. I guess my question is, I'd like to try doing this. I feel a little bit, don't have so much experience. Do you have, like when you do some of these programs, do you have any scripts or classes or anything on your website?
It's in my book.
It's gotta be in the book.
Everything's in the book. Yeah, I mean, you can go to the they're only selling them for $15. I mean, it's a steal. I wrote a whole chapter on how to sell sets of Bhagavatams. Everything's in there. You can read that. And we have other materials too. We also have we have experts that can show you how to do it. Just recently, two of them flew to Toronto. And Toronto's just getting started learning how to do sets of Bhagavatams. And they're doing quite well. They wanted to learn how to do them door to door. So we sent Malini and SKP, that's his initials. They're the co-saint down there. Shri Krishna Pushota. That worked out well. And they went there for a weekend. And I think in that weekend they sold 18 sets of Bhagavatams door to door. So that was something. Definitely wasn't nothing. And so when there's a will, there's a way. And if you set up your program here for selling full sets of Bhagavatams or any other thing, then you just have to take steps towards how to do it, because there's plenty of people in this state that will take Bhagavatam sets. You could sell thousands of them, no problem. But at the very basic level, if you just start taking them with you and talking about the Bhagavatam, I mean, you know more about Bhagavatam than most of the population in the universe. So all you have to do is share your experience, show them the pictures, just like anything else. Little jivas wandering around the universe trying to find something nice, and there just isn't anything until they come to the Bhagavatam. So if you just bring it out and say, here, this is nice, what do you think? And more than half of them will look at it and go like, yeah, I agree, that's nice. How can I get it? And then besides just selling the set of Bhagavatams, you should introduce them to the idea that you should help. You're part of this. You're part of the solution in the world to expand this spiritual vibration. And spiritual vibrations are readily spread, as I made a case yesterday, hope strongly enough, through the medium of books. Books change the world. I showed that in the presentation, how ideologies take root in the world because of the written word. So this is the power of the literature that we have. And if we take it very seriously, I mean, you know what's nice in a temple is when you drive up here regularly, you see huge pallets of books that are in the process of being loaded into an extremely large facility. We have that a lot at our temple in Iceberg. When we built our new temple, we reconstructed the whole inside of the temple, and the biggest part of the temple is the book room, and it's the center of the temple. That's the sanctum sanctorum. And at any given day, when you drive up to ISV, there's a huge pallet of books taking up one of the parking spaces, and they're being loaded in and out. So if you do that with Bhagavatam sets and just introduce it as, this is what we do here at New Raman Reiki. We're the center for selling sets of Bhagavatams. Make it a priority, and next thing you know, Krishna will make all the arrangements. And you'll sell 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000 sets of Bhagavatams right here in Florida. Mark my words, write it in your book, I guarantee you. Just follow the four laws. Yes, Pran Govinda Prabhu.
Somebody like advocate to distribute to organize, and you are giving that is generally based on referral and empowering. Does it really work, or you are giving an idea?
It works. People are very compelled. You know, when you're selling something, people want to know how much is it? And you'll say it's $250, and they go, well, can I get it cheaper anywhere else? Whatever. But when you're offering an opportunity to people, it's priceless. You have an opportunity to be part of it. So what we found immediately when we changed to this system is people weren't asking how much it is, and they were giving twice as much for the sets. I mean, when we'd offer the opportunity, you enroll in the opportunity and you also get the set, people would give 500 instead of 250, and sometimes more, because they feel like, yes, it's a worthy cause. We're selling the cause, not the books. It's a bigger product. It's a benefit for them too, to be part of something. That's intangible. That's not something you can measure by checking online and saying, I can get the books cheaper somewhere else. Yeah. Yes.
Hare Krishna, my name is Paripurnananda Devadasi. I'm from Malaysia, but I travel a lot. And thank you very much for the methodology. It's superb. And so Prabhu's, he said, about the methodology, I think it's faith and in Prabhupada's purpose. And that you display, when you meet people, and even though the books is there, but people see you, how your happiness, that the words that comes out from your mouth in presentation, they say, I want to buy it because of you. Through that, I sold many, many Bhagavatam sets to non-devotees.
Terima kasih.
Thank you.
Here's another program that we enacted last year, but in 2018, it's going to be huge. This is Bhadra. Where's Gopal? Could you please read the text underneath?
If on the full moon...
Hold that right next to you. It's got to almost be touching your chin.
If on the full moon day of the month of Bhadra, one places Srimad Bhagavatam on a golden throne and gives it as a gift, he will attain the supreme transcendental destination.
What do you think? On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think? 10, 11, 12. So Bhadra is a particular day, an astrological day, during which the Shastra, including the Bhagavatam, says, the Korma Prana, Srimad Bhagavatam, says, if you give away a full set of Bhagavatams on that day and a golden throne, what do you get? Gopal, what do you get if you give away a full set of Bhagavatams on the full moon day, on Bhadra Purnima? Yes, what is that transcendental destination?
Vaikuntha?
Yes, could you quote a verse to substantiate that? Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Vashanti Suryaho, etc. So, yes, there's a supreme destination. Thank you. Very good. And so, on Bhadra, it's very compelling to give away a set of Bhagavatams. We sold hundreds of sets of Bhagavatams just in a couple of days, by offering this opportunity for people to give away a set of Bhagavatams. $250, $250, you can't buy a salad for that much nowadays. I don't think. Jimmy? Possible? You can get a salad for less. Okay. All right, well, there's a lot of things, useless things. Salad's not useless. It's good. But there are a lot of things, $250 is nothing. And for people to have this experience of giving away Bhagavatam, it's even more compelling than buying a set of Bhagavatams. So, Bhadra, if you get ready for Bhadra Purnima way early, and you offer people the opportunity to give away a full set. Now, we even got the thrones now. So we've ordered a golden throne, and you get that too. We're going to throw in a golden throne. Hey, what's it going to take for us to get you into a set of Bhagavatams, a full golden throne today? we got the golden thrones ready. We've been importing from India, now we're looking into China to get them a little more robust. But they're beautiful. And you put one of the Bhagavatam volumes on the throne, and it goes right next to it. And then when they give it away on that day, so what they can do is, you have a question?
When is that day this year?
On Bhadra, it'll be sometime in September, I think. We'll have to look. Nirkula, can you look it up? We have our astrologer over there. Yeah, there's a full moon now, so you can go ahead. But Bhadra is special. It's a month, the month of Bhadra, and there's a full moon during that night. And the Bhagavatam says specifically you give away on that day. So we're planning some programs for that. Just as there's 24-hour kirtans, we're looking into having a 24-hour, 7-day reading online of the Bhagavatam continuously with great learned scholars. We'll get Pran Govinda on there too, and other those who are absorbing Bhagavatam to read Bhagavatam, give discussion on Bhagavatam, and leading up to this this point of doing full set of Bhagavatams on Bhadra Purnima. So it was on the 5th of September this year. And there's Gomatsya and Bhadra Purnima, so full sets. And because we just have a few minutes left and I have to stop exactly on time, I'll just see if there's any last questions or reflections from the overall seminar that we've been involved in together in the last few days. Yes. Please pass the microphone back to Kashiva.
Hare Krishna, thank you. And I'm just wondering how to maintain the it's easy to
if you keep the goal in front of you. So it's important to clarify your goals and then make them visible, because it's true, the mind will wander off in different directions. So Guy Kawasaki, one of the founders of Apple, who wrote the book Art of the Start, said, frame or be framed. You have to frame your reality or someone else will frame it for you. So if you want to accomplish a task, you have to make it really clear what you're after, and then put it up so you can look at it regularly and keep going back to it. Because oftentimes the early enthusiasm that's there, it can die down, but there's a sustaining and a sustained kind of enthusiasm that goes on by being aware of your goal and working towards it incrementally. So the board of directors here got together ahead of the seminar and talked about 2018 being a time to increase the goal. They wrote a number on a piece of paper and they all signed it. And that's something that, you can talk together about. And then, maybe I have that paper. Maybe Omkar will laminate it for me, because he's a master laminator. And then, you can look at it. That really helps me all the time. Whatever goals I have, I just make them very visible to me, because you're not the same person when you wake up in the morning that you were last night. That's why you do sadhana every day. It's because you have to start over. And same thing with this. You have to restart every day and remember why are you doing this particular activity. So that helps. Something practical.
Hey, Krishna. Do you still have that do you have those days?
Well, I do. It's a lot of pressure because, when I go around, everyone wants me to perform. And let's see the magic. So I'm always, Krishna, yeah, let's see the magic. I mean, for me, I do have a repertoire because I've developed it over many years, and I am confident because, as an example, the way I've developed confidence, for 3 years I went out by myself. I didn't have anybody. We lived in an area and I was working a place, spot selling books, where nobody else was available. Everybody left me alone. And so I was there going out, and the way I controlled my mind and remained steady was I made a chart. And on it, I listed all the various ways in which people could interact with me. One of them which was what they didn't interact with me. They didn't acknowledge my existence. Say, hi, I'm like, you don't exist. And then other people would acknowledge but then swiftly walk away. Other people would acknowledge, come over, and then walk away. Other people would come over, acknowledge, and then they'd buy a book. Other people come over, acknowledge, and then they give a big donation. Other people would acknowledge, come over, and then give a huge donation. So there were these categories, and all I did every day was to flip the switch. I told you how to do that, right? There's a switch on the back of your neck. You switch it, and then you become a robot, so you don't have to worry about the results. And then I go out as a robot, and every person I meet, I just put a mark on there. And what I found out was, at the end of every day, it always balanced out about the same. I'd always meet a number of people that didn't acknowledge my existence, and that was fine, because I'm a robot. All I was doing was marking down what happened. And so I didn't really have any bad days then, because they were just days. I was just doing my duty. But yeah, I took out a group of devotees door to door, and ISV a few years ago, and I remember it went for about half an hour. They were new people, never been on book distribution. They were watching me, and for half an hour, nobody took. And even a couple of people closed the door, like kind of fast. But I didn't panic because I have confidence. I've seen it enough. In fact, once, I can't tell the story. I'm out of time.
Go ahead.
Well, anyway, I was at O'Hare Airport, and it was a really tough night. And uh, I there was a, and it was a really tough night, so I just took a different strategy, and I was, there was another devotee with me, a Giri Jadhav, a god brother, and he kept to the same strategy, and I was thinking, he'll never do anything. Because what had happened was there were groups of military men who were coming in, and somehow or other that they had, on the buses, they had made an announcement, said, if you meet somebody selling, you know, Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, just don't buy it, walk away. So that's why it was so tough. But Giri Jadhav just kept trying, and when we got in the van going home, I thought everyone bombed out, because I did too. And then, you know, he did huge. And I had just watched. He was just methodical, and he kept going. And from that day on, I said, I'm never going to give up. I'm just going to keep going on and methodically doing my service. And that helps. See, it's not about the result. It's really about developing ourselves. That's why I say book distribution is high sadhana. It's really about an opportunity to enact all of the pieces of advice that Krishna gives in the Bhagavad Gita. So I thank you very much for this opportunity to be here. I can assure you that it has been life-changing for both Nirkula and myself to be here with all of you. You've developed an ideal community, and you're doing something that's changing the world. So please keep doing it, and all glories to all the leaders here, and all the followers, and all the kids, and everybody else, and all the animals. Hare Krishna. Vancha Kalpa Vishya, Kupa Sambhya Vishya, Kupita, Pabhi Vyo Vishya,
Natari Armarman, 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 Natari Armarman.